escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, 10-year-old me right now, losing my ass.
I have big news.
We do.
Before we get to the death of Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
Configure hotkey widgets.
Mm-hmm.
We did it.
We're back. We're hot. We're on.
We have drops.
It's not the same without him.
No, it really isn't.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
See what I mean?
There you go.
So the Hulkster is dead.
Yeah.
He was 71. He had a heart attack, according to Suk and Buck.
And yet somehow Ric Flair still lives.
I know.
Yeah, it just makes no sense.
I'm a little happy about the... Because, okay, so Hulk was... Like, everybody... Because wrestling has just had so many different iterations.
But he is the reason why wrestling is big.
But you and I lived through the Hulk years. Yes. Like, that was our peak wrestling...
Yeah. Yeah, the 80s.
Yeah, the 80s.
Yeah.
Now, I do want to mention that because it turns out that... what's his name? Terry Bollea?
Yes.
Was such a bad guy.
Of the worst kind.
Because he was such a bad guy.
Yeah.
Because I have to separate... This is a bit like the Michael Jackson conversation.
Yeah.
I have to separate Hulk Hogan from Terry Bollea. Yeah.
The art from the artist.
Yeah.
And that's right.
Yeah.
And so I just want to state, before we get going here, that I am really happy that the Boogie Woogie Man, Jimmy Valiant, outlived Hulk Hogan. That makes me happy because the Boogie Woogie Man, that was my guy after the Hulkster. And I'm happy because he was an old guy then.
Sure.
He still lives. He is still with us, and the world deserves that.
The idea that he made it to 71 with every chemical that's flowing through that guy's body and all the abuse, like... For a wrestler to live to 71, I think this is the equivalent of, like, Rop living to 116. Like, wrestlers don't get to live to 71. So the fact that he even made it that far...
Well, Ric Flair, how old's Ric Flair?
I don't... Ric Flair, he may be the Keith Richards. Ric Flair should have been dead in 1978.
He's 76.
Or, okay, he should have been dead in 76. Instead, he's 76. Like, if that guy died tomorrow, every one of us would be like, yeah, that's about right. And he's a terrible person, too. Maybe you can't be a good person and be a wrestler from the 80s.
So who lived the long, like Ozzy at 76,
yeah.
Flair still alive at 76, or Hogan at 71?
I think Hogan lived a cleaner life. Like Ric Flair and Ozzy, have you seen some of the Ozzy clips that are out there about Ozzy's drug use?
Ozzy making it to 76 is
it's
the biggest over hit of all time.
Of all time, yeah. Ozzy was telling, there's a great clip going around about Ozzy talking about how he stopped doing LSD mainly because he took like 10 tabs of LSD and then went and talked to a horse for like 10 hours. And then the horse told him to go F himself. And Ozzy was like, well, I guess that's the end of LSD. Like Flair and Ozzy lived a harder life. I kind of feel towards the end, like Hogan, by all accounts, never went down all of the roads that those other guys did. He did the roids and he was just a terrible person. And he was the worst kind of racist. He told his son, who was in prison for damn near killing one of his son's best friends, Hulk Hogan told him in a jail conversation that because of this and the family problems, that karma, they were going to come back. The Hogan family was going to come back as a bunch of N-words. Like that's what he said. And then he was upset that his daughter was dating a N-word multiple times.
Yeah, he said, I'd rather her at least be dating an 8-foot tall N-word who makes $100 million, i.e. a basketball player, than an average N-word.
Yeah, he's just, and then he did this is not who I am. And it is who you are. Every time you get recorded, you're dropping like the worst things you can say.
He's on tape saying, come on, we're all a little racist, right?
I mean, but then he reinvented himself and was like, oh, go trouble, take my shirt off. And we're like, oh, we love him.
Well, he got baptized 18 months ago, too.
Yeah.
Brooke ended up marrying an NHL player.
Yeah.
A white guy.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
She won't. She's disowned the rest of the family. She won't have anything to do with
it. But did you know she married an NHL player?
I knew she got. I didn't know yeah. She married an NHL player.
She pretends to be an actress and a singer.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, enough about bad Terry Bollea.
Yeah, can we talk about Hulk Hogan? Because I loved Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, dude, Hulk Hogan, if you were to name the top 80s pop culture icons,
he's top five.
Is he?
Yeah, it's not even close.
I mean, so, if you put. Well, I'm not even saying icons as in people, I'm talking about 80s things, like
yes.
80s yes. phenomena. Let's say pop culture phenomenons in the 80s. You would have, he's not bigger than Michael Jackson.
No, Michael was the biggest.
If you had to pick one, it would be Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Madonna was probably bigger than Hulkster.
Yeah.
But what's interesting about that is, I was thinking about this today, of Madonna, Michael Jackson, and Hulk at the time, mm-hmm. Madonna was viewed as the worst.
Yes.
Who knew Michael Jackson was a molester and Hulk Hogan was racist and Madonna was great?
Madonna turned out to be.
You remember that?
Madonna turned out to be the best one.
I mean, we had such wool pulled over our
eyes. Yeah, because Madonna was like.
Oh, she was so.
She was so taboo and yes. She pushed sexual boundaries and pissed off the church and all that. But
how about that?
Yeah, it turns out Madonna was on the right side
of history.
I think
we all owe Madonna an apology.
Yeah.
At any rate, okay, so top 80s pop culture phenomenon. The things that I thought of today, Michael Jackson and Madonna, and I'm not sure he was bigger than either of those.
No.
I don't think he was bigger than Star Wars.
No.
I don't think he was bigger than, well, now you get into a debate. I threw out E.T.
Okay, E.T. at the peak E.T., but Hogan lasted way longer
than
E.T.
He had the staying power.
He had the staying power.
And then Pac-Man.
Yeah, those are pretty good. Like, let's just say this. Outside of those top couple that you named.
The top three.
The top three.
Star Wars, Michael Jackson, Madonna.
And those are in a different stratosphere. I think Hogan competes with any of those others. Like, he took an industry that no one gave a damn about, and he made it into one of the biggest things. That, I think part of my childhood was 80s wrestling. I remember in the Sullivan Arena in Anchorage, Alaska, every summer when we'd go up there and we got to go see the WWE, that was bigger than any sporting event that I went to as a kid. Like, that was the thing. I remember, like, him and Andre the Giant. I remember him. I think I cried when he lost to the Ultimate Warrior. I was like, what is happening right now? I mean, it was just, he was enormous. And the WWE, as we know it from The Rock and all of those, you know, guys that came after that have gone on to huge Hollywood stardom, and none of that exists without Hulk Hogan.
Do you think, I don't know, he didn't really have any cool moves?
No, he didn't. He was a terrible wrestler.
In fact, the leg drop was super lame.
It was super lame.
That's like his main finishing move, and it was just him jumping and landing on the back of his legs.
Yeah that, and he wasn't particularly good looking, and he wasn't particularly, like, it's hard to put your finger on what actually made him so appealing.
He had some,
but he had
some sort of charisma about him, and he was larger than life,
brother.
Like, and
well, it's all his bits. Like, he had the boa,
yep.
And he had the bandana, and he had the mustache,
yep.
And he ripped off his shirt.
There was a showmanship quality to it, and the shaking.
He had the 24-inch pythons.
Yeah. But when you talk to any or when you listen to anyone, he was not a great wrestler. Everyone admits that. No one liked him. But he, I don't, there was some, I always say this about like the Kardashians, right? You can hate the Kardashians all you want, but they have something that no one else does. Like there's a million people out there trying to do what they do and it doesn't work. But for whatever reason, they work. And you could say that about Hogan. You hear that all the time from this person's a better wrestler and this person, you know, had a better body or this person, this, this person, that. And it didn't work. But with him, it worked. He was the right guy at the right time. And he raised a multi-billion dollar industry off his own back. And like I said, when I was growing up, I can't think of many people that were bigger than Hulk Hogan. I just can't. Like little kid me, an entire country. He was the guy.
How many bandanas do you think he owned?
Well, I got to know him a little bit because he lived in Tampa. And was why with the Buccaneers, he would come around. He would come around to games. He would come into the locker room and stuff. And so I bet you I've seen Hogan in person 12 times, 10 to 12-ish times.
Did he
times?
Have a different bandana every time?
Every single time.
He had a bandana for every occasion.
Every occasion.
So when he was in court,
yeah,
he wore a bandana. He wore the black one. That was his court bandana.
He would go to award shows. He would go to award shows in a sleeveless tuxedo, tuxedo with the sleeves cut off, and a bandana.
That's the Hulkster formal
that
wear.
That was the Hulkster formal wear. Yes.
Do you think they bury him in his finest bandana?
If they don't, shame on them.
Yeah, guns out or I don't know.
Yeah, his guns
gotta his be guns got to be out.
And this was 20 plus years ago. He was so leathery. So he's 71. So I caught him when he was in his 50s. He looked like he was 70 back then. He was so leathery and just he's not as big as you think he was.
He seemed really big.
Yeah, like they, and I think when in the 80s at the peak of the steroids, I think he was bigger, but I think they billed him at like 6'8", you know? He was not 6'8". When you met him in person, he was a big guy, but he was not being around NFL players, he would not have been one of the bigger guys on the team. So I think he had lost some weight and the height, you know, whether he had shrunk from all the back surgeries. You know, he kind of walked too, like he was all like bent over a little bit. I think he was really beat up from his wrestling days. And I'll also point out that whenever he would come around, he was wearing a weight belt.
A what?
A weight belt.
Well, he was lifting.
He
was.
He just wore a weight belt.
Did he use it as a back brace?
I think so. Oh. And that was the other one that I thought was a bit odd. Like he would show up to practice and he was just like in normal clothes, but like, not really. He was still kind of Hulk Hogan.
Did you ever watch his reality show?
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw a little bit of it.
Is that
too.
Hogan Knows Best or whatever?
Yeah. He was pretty normal in that.
Yeah.
Like he just lived a normal
life.
He had a nice house and
sleeping with his buddies' wives. And
well, now that. Okay. So this will be later in our program. Yeah. We don't have time to do it right now.
No.
Well, actually, we do, but we're not going to.
No.
Some of the greatest Terry Bollea audio comes from him being in court testifying
about his small penis
about the case with Bubba the Love Sponge's wife.
Yeah.
And that whole thing we'll have to reset later. Yeah. But it was a big part of the post Hulk Hogan career storyline.
Sure. But the other one thing is he could walk into an NFL locker room and he would own that locker room. When he came around, it was still a big deal.
Give me something. Hulk Hogan, so what year? You probably early 2000s?
Early 2000s.
Late 90s?
Late 90s, early 2000s.
If Hulk Hogan, so he's retired.
Yeah.
Give me, at that period in time, give me any room that guy could walk into and not command.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be hard-pressed to find. I mean, maybe like, you know, like a meeting of Mensa members.
Yes. Yeah, when he came around a locker room, people loved it. It's like when Eminem came to the Lions facility for like Hard Knocks. That was Hogan, man. He would come around. He'd be in Tampa, and he would come around, and it was a big deal.
Maybe the MIT Book Club, you know, would look at it like, who's this guy?
And he would do the same thing, you know. He would do the pose, you know, and everyone would be like, oh, and they had to take pictures with him, and you know, like, what a brother,
what a goober. Seriously,
people,
dude,
people ate it up, man.
Well, yeah, I mean he was a big deal, but I just. Like, it's kind of sad that he would go around and do that after he retired, right? Yeah,
he committed to that bit as much as anyone has ever committed to a bit.
What do you suppose he's worth?
Lots of money. That lawsuit was $100 million. Gawker.
Well, what do you suppose he's worth?
Well, he got cleaned out by the divorce, but that Gawker thing was $100 million. So I'll bet you he was worth 40, 50 million bucks.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not too impressed.
He was pretty, he got ripped apart by the divorce. She took a lot. And then that lawsuit was kind of the best thing that ever happened to him. Because he kind of lost his ability to make money once everyone found out that he's just dropping N-bombs everywhere.
Bill Cosby, Hulk Hogan, Michael Jackson, Lawrence Taylor. Is anyone from the 80s a good person? Says one of our texters.
Well, the 80s were a difficult time for a lot of
people.
Well,
dude, let's not blame that on the 80s.
Yeah.
I think you should take that as a lesson that many of your heroes, no matter what decade you're talking about, aren't good people.
Yeah, but can I also say that I think it was a lot easier to be a horrible person and hide it
back then. Yeah, now you get canceled.
Yeah, well, and you get found out.
And everything gets recorded. Like, yeah. You don't say anything or do anything without a camera or a microphone on.
Hulk Hogan had been calling people racial slurs probably for 40 years, and then he was like, damn it, I'm being recorded. And they're like, yeah, Hulk. It's like, oh, the moment we start recording you, we find it out. It's like, oh, I've never said that before. Nah, I think you have.
Well, you'll be seeing me tomorrow roll in with a weight belt on as I ride my new saddled hyena. It's my new brand.
Let's go.
Rest in peace, I guess.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
Yes. Not Terry.
Terry Bollea.
Can get bent.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Isachi. 71 years old. More on this later with some fun audio. But up next, Save College Sports is here. What does it mean? Here's Buck on 105.1 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan text line 503-864-6326. Deal asks, maybe Suk will be able to rip his shirt off in honor of the Hulkster.
Can I call out Brandon J. Sprague for a minute, who got caught doing a Mike Gundy today in the most pathetic way possible?
Oh, no.
Well, you know my Mike Gundy theory.
No, I actually don't.
You do. It's the Mike Gundy, I want to take my shirt off, but I don't want to admit that I want to take my shirt off.
I'm 40!
Gundy always wants to take his shirt
off. Oh, yeah. Gundy lost a bunch of weight recently, so Gundy's always doing the, I'll lose a bet, and if I do, I'll take my shirt off. Just Google Gundy shirt off. That dude's master of, I guess I have to now. And Sprague did that. Sprague was like, maybe we should rip our shirts off for in honor of Hulk Hogan. Oh, that'd be crazy if we did. Oh, all right, we'll put it to a vote. If you want me to take my shirt off, then I'll take my shirt off. And then at the end, he rips his shirt off and is like, finally, I get to be shirtless. Dude, that's the most Mike Gundy thing ever, Sprague. Just admit you want to rip your shirt off.
Also, it didn't go very well.
I was
going
to say, wait a minute.
Have you seen the video?
Yeah, he couldn't do
no,
it.
No,
it's on our socials.
Okay, I got to go look
And
it
if you notice, when Hulk did that, his t-shirt was ripped. Always cut yes. already, so they already had
that's what I was about to
tear.
Say. It's like, I don't think you can that easily rip a t-shirt.
He's
it's,
in a crew neck, and he tries for like 20 seconds, and he cannot rip it, so then he grabs the scissors that are in front of you, cuts it, and then does it. Yeah. It's all on our social. Wait, at 105.1.
But come on, that's Sprague. Bad. Don't pull a Gundy and do the, okay, we vote, and if everyone votes, I guess I'll take my shirt off. Stop it. For Pete's sakes.
Okay, is it...
I was just looking for an excuse to take off and show that pasty skin. Let's
go. Here we go. You've already commented on it, I see. Boy, yeah. Just calling people out.
Well, just... Don't pull a Mike Gundy and pretend and then be all coy about it. Like you're playing hard to get. Oh, I couldn't. I couldn't possibly. Well, maybe I could if there was enough
By the
people
way,
that wanted me to.
Because Hulk died. We got that news this morning, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I woke up and was like, what? Hogan died.
So is he just like, did he have that shirt?
It happened while they were.
They're on the air till
10
o'clock
now. Yeah,
that
was his shirt.
I know, but he doesn't have another shirt. So
no.
I see here he ripped it off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad. You pulled the mic.
It's also really bad that you have to then cut it before
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's like when you try to break your bat over your knee and you fail to do it multiple
times.
That's
a good comparison.
Now, I've never attempted to rip a shirt off like that.
I can't imagine that's easy.
I don't know.
But like I said, he had to pull out the scissors. That's why Hulk's shirts
were always pre-cut.
Always pre-cut. Yeah. Like it was easy for him to rip those. Yeah.
Well, I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt. One, I'm not going to rip my shirt off because I'm not Brandon Sprague. But I don't know. I don't know. I've never attempted
to. Well, you could rip that one off easy because
well, that's a Hawaiian
shirt. The buttons would just pop.
Yeah. If there's a crappy t-shirt somewhere in the station, I could attempt it. But I'm assuming that ripping the collar off of a shirt would probably be problematic. Sprague flails miserably. It doesn't go well.
All right. Wow. I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah. He got Gundied. I just...
Up next.
I couldn't possibly. Oh, wait. I guess I could.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Our fearless leader has entered the chat about college sports.
Yeah.
Let's get to that. Coming up next on The Fan.
It's called sports.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.